Clantons and McLowries were outlaw renegades, and there's many stories told of their lawless escapades. They robbed and plundered without care. Their fearless pack was strong, and a six-gun was their creed for an answer right or wrong. One cloudy day in 81, they rode to Tombstone Town. They would settle a dispute with a marshal of renown. The marshal's name was Wyatt Earp, a deadly shot was he. They say his draw was quicker than a rattlesnake could see. Now listen to me, partner, and hear me out, old pal, cause there's gonna be a showdown at the OK Corral. Now the marshal and Doc Holliday, with Morgan Virgil too, met at 4th and Allen Street, planning what they had to do. Not a single man among them suggested that they wait. Another day in Tombstone would be just one day too late. If gunfight's what they're looking for, the stalwart Wyatt said, I'd rather settle peaceful, but they want to fight instead. So check your guns and bullets, men, and let's be on our way, cause there's gonna be a showdown on this dark and dreary day. Now listen to me, partner, hear me out, old pal, cause there's gonna be a showdown at the OK Corral. A moment later, when they met, the marshal's voice was clear as he ordered they disarm, for no outlaw did he fear. His answer from the renegades was in the form of lead. A showdown was at hand, and chose to fight instead. As blazing guns did cease to roar, McLowry lay there dead. Brother Tom lay in the street with a belly full of lead. Ike Clanton ran to hide himself, he disappeared from sight, while Billy lay there dying, cursing madly at their plight. Well, you've heard my story, partner, you've heard me out, old pal, and that's just the way it happened at the OK Corral.